Yeah, I'm here at the Great Hall, the University of Nottingham, which is under occupation by students. Anyone be able to tell me what's going on here, briefly?
Well, we're here protesting against cuts to education and raising fees. We've got a group of students down, good diversity of students from all different political beliefs and backgrounds. And we've set up a good occupation. We've got a network of about 150 people. About 40 people in occupation right this moment.
But enough food to last us for 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. So we sat mostly.
Surprisingly, it's warmer than my house.
So what are the plans over the next few days? Have you got plans, or is it making it up as you go along, really?
I think we've got the next 2 or 3 days sorted for events and stuff. We've got speakers coming in, music, film screenings. So we're keeping busy. We want to keep it as like a free and open space for education, and anyone can come down and enjoy the space, use the space.
And contact's been established with the university.
And what's as they said about what's going on?
Their line is that they're not willing to communicate with us or negotiate with us at the moment.
For now.
So we've had a.
Well, our presence has been acknowledged.
Yeah. And we have had a statement from the registrar. But
and we've successfully remained in a space overnight without being disturbed or requested to depart.
And I mean, yesterday there was a rally, right? And various students from different universities and colleges came along as well. What happened to that? What went on?
We actually had a lot of students from Trent come down, who came down later in the day, and students from further education, a couple of colleges across Nottingham as well, which is really good. Hopefully, with the schools closed today as well, we might get a few more. We need to send out the word and spread the word, so we get a much bigger demographic than just University of Nottingham students.
Well, with regard to that, I think we've established a network with occupations and other universities across the city, across the country. People from Manchester and Bristol. One of our colleagues is going to go down to Bristol today to set up a solidarity link, and so it's kind of a UK-wide network as opposed to just a city network.
I mean, what's next, really? I mean, where are you hoping to go from here? What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, we have our list of declarations online. I think this is the occupation's perfect space to organise and build the movement, as well as a lot of momentum, obviously, with the student movement at the moment. This is perfect time to develop, organise, and kind of find ourselves as a Nottingham student movement.
And what about the wider movement against cuts? How do you feel that this occupation fits into that?
I think it shows a lot of solidarity with other occupations. Obviously, a lot of occupations went in earlier in the week, and we only set up yesterday, but we've already established links. So I think it's about building, it's not isolating yourself, and we need to place it within the context of the wider cuts as well. We need to reach out to other groups.
I think it also demonstrates the sentiment that what's taking place isn't just, and that the students would like at the universities to also recognise that. And have a stance upon it, because I mean, what happens in these next years has repercussions for student generations to come. And so it's important that young people and people within the academic establishments take a stance on it and take the right stance.
I mean, I mentioned the wider context of the cuts because obviously there are groups in Nottingham like the Nottingham Save Our Services is a new one, and there are various groups fighting school closures and other aspects of the cuts. Have you had any contact with them at all?
Yeah, we've had contact with Notts SOS. I think a couple of people from Notts SOS have been down. They definitely helped us organise originally the rally and stuff, and were very supportive in that way. I think we've had contact with the UCU, but we're waiting on their official stance. And I think we've had people down from trade union as well. So there is that networking going on.
There's also been a lot of media coverage. Yeah. I think we've had the BBC down here. We've had another television channel down here.
We mentioned about The Guardian as well.
So it's good that at least public mass media is acknowledging what's going on as well.
I think it is all just about in the wider context of things as well.
And then in time, hopefully the universities will acknowledge what's going on as well and address the situation appropriately.
Do you have a strategy for engaging with the university?
I mean, trying to maintain a dialogue, but I think we can explain that better.
Yeah, it's difficult if they're not negotiating with us. We're going to occupy this space, we're going to use this space
as a free space for everyone, and hopefully they'll come around and negotiate with us. But at the moment, it's hard to establish discourse if they're refusing to speak to us.